Imperative. Yeah, I suppose it's around the same as Titanic, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably on it. The Lion Hunter, I saw it, I could forget it, you know.
Yeah.
Ye lie, hearted seamen, I hope ye will attend. And listen unto those few verses that I have lately penned. Concerning the generation belonged to Mary's town. She was a noble vessel, as many men can tell. With every kind of fittings was fitted out quite well. To fold her sails, her trace, her jibs, whatever it may be, her crew was well contented while on the stormy sea. We were 17 days sailing when our captain to us did say, have a sharp look out tonight, my boys, for the land is not far away. He told to us the distance which brought to us good cheer. And on the 18th morning, all Porto did appear. So now we're in New Harbor and we're tied up in good shape. On account of it being Sunday, we'll have a nap of sleep. And early then on Monday, our orders we receive. Be quick and take your anchors for New Harbor, you must leave. We have our anchors to the bow, our tow line we made fast. But owing to the heavy sea, the pier she would not pass. The wind it blew most violently, and with it hove a send. The tug she could not take us, and we moored her out again. So very shortly after the wind it did die down, and in a few short moments it then veered right around. It pinched a gale from the west, northwest, and blew most violently, causing our vessel to go ashore, wreck murder far to be. We then went our stream anchor and we lowered it o'er the rail, thinking it would help to hold her up in that tremendous gale. And so it did for a short while, kept up good hopes till then. Our hawser is had parted and we were adrift again. And very shortly after, our vessel struck the rocks. The breaking sea washed over her, we got some heavy knocks. Look to yourselves, sir captain cried, there's nothing we can do more. And by the help of a smaller boat, we land in safe and sure. So now we're safely landed, and for lodgings we'll go see. They took us to a restaurant where we had spent 3 weeks. 3 weeks of solid misery, which proved to be our fate. And sour wine we got for tea, just half enough to eat. You get the same for supper, so all the crew can tell. We were not used to ration, and we were not feeling well. Till the mother and Jacob, she came in, and plenty we received. There none of us were sorry when New Harbor we did leave. So now we're underway for home, and I'll bring it to an end. And some fine day in summer, I'll word it for a friend. And when he do hear it, and if he think 'twill do, I'll learn it all off to him, he can sing it for the crew.
Very good, very good. So let's talk to Jim Harris.
That's the same Jim Harris.
Yeah. You still just called that one Jim Harris, do you?
Yeah, that's yeah. Jim Harris. Yeah. And Natty's brother read the sign show.
Was it?
You're a cook, yeah.
What was his brother's name?
Ned.
No, Ned. Oh, I see.
Yeah. He's dead. Ned is dead.
Oh, I see. Yes, I ran across...
You want to try that now?
I ran across his...